All right, welcome to One News Beast and a Web Guy. I just changed your name.
That's okay. News Beast.
Yeah, I think that's more fitting.
Why?
Oh, because you just...
Bit angry this week?
You just tear into the news. You're across it all. You just rip it apart. You own that news.
Thank you, Web Guy. We'll have to come up with a better, more punchy nickname for you.
One News Beast and a Web Punk.
Whoa.
We might change our name. Anyway, side note. What I want to talk about is we run a pretty much a G-rated operation here. Would you agree? It's pretty much a G-rated podcast.
Yeah, occasionally I try to drag it away, but you're always bringing me back, which is good.
Sometimes we get halfway into the gutter, one leg in the gutter. So maybe it's PG, maybe a bit of parental guidance.
Yep.
I'm hoping we can do this next story without losing our... PG rating.
Okay.
Because I think we want to be a...
Normally, Web Guy, you give me a bit of a heads up what we're talking about, but I'm a little bit frightened now.
All right.
That you've just thrown me in without any knowledge of what's coming up.
Yep, here it is. This week, a new fashion trend hit the runway. Probably means it's going to be on the street soon.
You reckon? Yep.
It is having three boobs.
Three boobs.
Going to quickly pass you a photo here.
Oh.
Which shows a model walking down the runway. Well, that's not the right way, is it? The catwalk?
Catwalk.
And this is a legitimate fashion show in Italia or somewhere legitimate. Wearing a sort of crop top thing and sort of like some under...
Underboob.
But there's three of them.
Three underboobs.
Yeah, which... pretty sure is not standard.
Right.
I'm going to take my notes back there.
Sorry, I got a bit distracted. where to look?
So, a bit of background. The fashion label is GCDS. You'd know them.
Oh, yes.
God Can't Destroy Streetwear, apparently, is what it stands for.
Okay.
So, I don't know how renowned this label is. It could be very. I don't know.
Yep.
Just because I've never heard of it doesn't mean much. At a Milan Fashion Week, they sent some models down the runway wearing prosthetic third boobs. So in case you're wondering, newsmen, they are fake.
So it's not Total Recall style when there's a... Sorry it's, if I jumped there.
No, not at all, because it was always going to come up.
Yes.
Everywhere I've seen this mentioned online, that has been the reference point.
Yes, a 90s film.
Yep.
Set on Mars and everyone's... There's a lot of people with they call them deformities, I think, but I don't know if the third boob is. It's a blessing.
Yeah, it was certainly the talking point of that movie, wasn't it?
And it shouldn't have been. It's quite a good movie.
Yeah.
Without it.
But. Yeah. Based on a story written by Philip K. Dick, probably the science fiction hero of all ages. Anyway. So I don't know where we go with this one for now. I'm not even sure why I brought it to your attention, other than to say we see wacky stuff. We're used to seeing wacky stuff in fashion shows, and usually a form of it filters down to like just what everyday people wear.
Yeah.
How is this going to pan out?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I guess it's another example that it's not really the clothing that's on show at these shows. It's more an image, a feeling, an excitement.
Yeah.
So I don't think we need to get too worried that through the streets of Adelaide or Rundle Mall, we're going to see a lot of third underboob revelations this summer.
And remembering we're trying to keep it PG,
yes.
What will be the male adaptation of this new trend? Three pectorals, I guess.
Yeah.
Or three...
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
We'll ponder that. Something else... I was going to add was there does seem to be a bit of a push into this artificial body modification stuff. You follow TMZ.
Yes.
You know what's going on with the kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Kim Kardashian was recently photographed with like this, it looks like an implant under the skin.
Oh.
Like it's like a necklace, a big bulky necklace thing. And to look at it, you think it's been implanted under the skin. It's the same color as her skin and it's just kind of bulging out.
Yeah.
And I assume it's some kind of trickery. I didn't actually find out the details of that story. Someone else did it as well. we're just completely modifying our bodies. I guess that's not new, though, is it?
Well, I'm still stuck on, you know, tattoos are for life. So maybe these things are less permanent, but probably maybe more dangerous, I would have thought, getting in under the skin.
Well, I don't think they were getting in under the skin.
Oh, okay.
I think it was an
illusion. I have seen...
A wraparound fabric.
But something. I have seen people are putting in, implants under their skin to make it look like...
Yeah.
Like a symbol or something.
Yeah, okay. You do know it. What about these... and there's like glow-in-the-dark tattoos can happen, and that just sounds like they're going to pretty quickly find out that that's cancerous.
Yeah. Yes.
Surely.
What is the community evolved in the point that just dressing differently isn't enough? Like, people are taking it the extra mile. We've spoken about a lot of internet crazes where people are trying to make a name for themselves by doing something really stupid or out there. And I guess this is all part of it. People so desperate to be seen and pointed out as something different.
I am such an individual. I am so unique. I have an extra body part is almost what they're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're really heading towards an X-Men
mutant
future.
But that all of that was sort of handy extra body parts, wasn't it, really?
Or? Yeah, none of them had a third boob from what I recall. Oh, I'm pumped for this, newsman. I've got a top 10 list.
Compiled by?
Me.
Well, even better.
A segment we came up with on our own, certainly not one that we ripped off of David Letterman, world famous late night show host.
No, it's all original content.
Mm-hmm.
A very good idea, Tim.
So, the big AFL showdown, Magpies Eagles.
Yeah.
This is the top 10 things that will happen at this year's AFL Grand Final.
Now, I know you've spent hours upon weeks putting together this list. Are we talking about on-field or are we talking about people's reactions or all of the above?
Well, let's just get into
it. Okay.
And a couple of minutes, by the way, is how long
okay.
I've put into this. Just for the record.
Yeah.
Number 10, Mason Cox will take a big mark, then try and shoot a three-pointer.
Ah, very good.
Now, I don't want you doing pity laughs.
No.
Okay?
No.
Just give me the real stuff.
Now,
if I can get a real laugh, then great.
Now, with that one, what do you call it when it's an extra point to the point?
I don't know.
Oh, anyway. 1.1 is that there'll be many American terms used by the commentators.
Oh, yeah.
So there'll be a lot of, like, that's the American way, or...
Yeah,
There'll be a lot of...
Yeah.
A lot of pre-prepared phrases in the holster of commentators about being American and about, yeah.
They'll be calling him American Pie, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
Number 9,
Dane
Swan will tweet in the first quarter that he's already drunk.
Oh, yes. Agreed.
Number 8, the camera will pan to Andrew Gaff approximately 7,248 times.
And I'm thinking of someone else, but yeah. Andrew Gaff will be... The hard, everyone likes, TV producers love the heartbreak story.
Oh, yeah.
And they will be hoping like hell that there are a few tears, that he's wiping away tears if West Coast are closing in on victory.
Yeah. Number 7, the camera will pan to Eddie Maguire even more times, and every time he will be furious about something.
Yes.
Number 6, during the medal ceremony, at least 4 players will forget to give their kid the hat.
Yes, and then I reckon there'll be at least 4 kids that forget to, you know, engage with the player and, you know, mess it up themselves.
There's always a few botched ones there.
Yeah.
Number 5, Steel Sidebottom will win the medal for best player on the field. Tyson Goldsack will win the medal for player who most resembles an Australian bushranger.
Yep. That's good. Okay.
Number 4.
Haven't seen that one in... Previous grand final.
No, so. Yeah, they're introducing this year, new this year. Number 4, Jordan Dagoe will come to the bench injured and tell trainers it was his dog.
Yeah, that's good.
You need a bit of background knowledge for that one, I guess.
Yeah.
Number 3, yeah, background knowledge I'm not going to give right now. Number 3, at some point during the pregame, someone will parachute into the stadium for no obvious reason.
It's getting a bit tired, isn't it, that? I think people are... It's probably quite a skill to do.
Yeah.
But I think we've seen it so many times.
Yeah.
It's a bit, for me, it's a bit like... I always get impressed by fireworks. But it's... you know, unless you're landing... They almost need to have a ball in hand and kick it while they're about 20 metres in the air for a goal.
Yeah, that would be good. Just change it up a little bit. Or have a koala parachute in.
Oh.
They do that.
Yeah.
I'd watch that.
Yeah. Just something different.
Number two, Lewis Jetta will kick a goal and will celebrate by driving an actual sports car around the stadium.
Unlikely.
Number one, the Black Eyed Peas will announce what an honour it is to play at the NRL Grand Final.
Oh, it's always that awkward feel of it's a massive big deal for us and a really small deal for the cashed up rock stars, isn't it?
Yeah. For them, it's like, well, we're kind of here anyway, so yeah, we thought we'd do this.
Bit more of a pump up for Barnsley, but...
Yeah, he didn't make the top 10 list, but he will be an interesting feature. I'm looking forward to seeing him.
Well done, Tim. That was very well compiled and lots of inside AFL jokes. Came off the top of your head? Seriously?
Yeah.
That's great.
Thank you, really good. Man.
Now, are you a regular watcher? Do you watch every single year or you can take or leave watching it?
Yeah, no, I pretty much watch every grand final. I don't catch all the games during the year. I'm not a diehard fanatic, but the grand final, yeah. I mean, even if you have a passing interest, you got to watch that one, really, don't you?
Yeah, it's the conversation point for the weekend and for probably Monday and Tuesday. So you got to be part of it.
Yep.
Web guy working at a mature aged radio station or a station with mature listeners. One thing that always comes across is how older people feel a bit superior to younger people and how they were educated and how terrible young people are at the basics.
Oh, scientists have labelled this as the back in my day syndrome.
I reckon I'm getting there. But I've found a quiz that's for 11-year-olds and it's been pretty humbling, to be honest.
Okay.
Do you want to have a crack at it?
So, yes, I do. But let me preface this by saying I'm sure I'm going to flunk it.
Oh, don't worry, because it's actually a UK one. So I think some of the terms perhaps are... UK, so maybe lost in translation.
It's good to have an excuse lined up.
Yeah, so it's a 10-person, 10-question quiz.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, some of the questions, only a third of parents that tried it could get their questions right. So you won't be on your own.
And at the end of it, will you tell me which Ninja Turtle I would be? Is it that kind of quiz?
Pretty much. All right, question one. A chocolate cake recipe asks for 750 grams of self-raising flour. So far, you've added 0.5 kilogram of flour to the scale. How much more do you need?
250 grams.
Excellent. They have choices, by the way, but you've just...
Wow. All right.
That was the one I got and went, yep, brilliant.
Off to a good start. Confidence is high.
Yes.
So if you flunk, that means you're dumber than an 11-year-old? Is that the idea? Anyway.
Yeah, I guess. Now, see, these are getting a bit visual. It's not going to work. Yeah, anyway. It's showing unless you are studying certain English terms or mathematical terminology.
Yeah.
I reckon we're all lost with a lot of this.
Yeah, but I could quickly Google how to calculate the volume of an object and I can work that out in 2 seconds.
Yes.
So if you need to, you can, but you never need to.
Now, is it wrong that I feel like... throughout my education life, which ended a long time ago, there were a lot of things that I learned for the moment and then forgot about it. So I knew what I had to do to pass a certain... So learning about prisms and how to work out the volume of that. At the time, I would knuckle down and work out how to do that. Beyond that, I just went, not using that. It goes out one ear and out the other.
In the mid-90s, I knew everything there was to know about isosceles triangles.
Yes.
But now, See, they say, I have heard it said that it's not about the facts you learn, it's about the way you train your brain through those processes and get your brain working and learn the process of how you can understand things and blah, blah, all the rest of it. It sounds like something teachers make up to make themselves feel better about the pointless work they do with kids.
Now, was it you that told me you were doing mind exercises
brain training.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that been? Did you continue on with that?
I did it for a long time, but I only had the free version of the app, so it ended up becoming quite repetitive.
Mm.
There was a lot more to unlock if you paid, but it was about $100. And I'm not against it, but I hadn't really researched whether it would be worth it or not. I think it is. Probably something I should revisit. They tout this stuff as good insurance against dementia and all that kind of stuff. You know, just getting different parts of your brain flushing. And the bits of it I did was great. And it's very gamified. Like, you can break your record. You can set a new record. You're kind of competing against yourself and everyone else using the app. So there is some motivators there to kind of spur you on a bit. It's good.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's hard to measure that, though, isn't it, if you're becoming, and I'm using inverted commas, smarter, from air quotes, smarter about...
Well, they can measure it because you do the test this week
mm.
and then you do the same test next week and you can compare your two scores.
But is that smarter or is that well practiced?
Yeah, you're not boosting your IQ. I think you're just...
sharpening your brain activity.
Getting those synapses
Ooh.
Snapping a bit quicker or new ones firing. It's plasticity, improving brain plasticity, which I don't know what that means, but
I like it. I had a birthday recently. Mum gave me a crossword puzzle book. I don't know if she's
awesome
expecting or
Are you going to use that?
I think I will have a crack at it. I like them to be achievable though.
Well, those
some
books
are very difficult.
The books start off easy, and by the time you get to the last one, it's the hardest one.
Yeah.
So if you're struggling on the first page. I'm not saying you are, but if you try and you are, it's only going to get tougher.
And Sudoku, have you ever got into that?
Not in a serious way at all.
I glean great sense of achievement when I finally completed
it. Crack it.
It was a simple one, though.
And, oh, yeah.
And I've been able to do the simple ones, but I just can't.
Did you have to do a crap ton of notes and markings? And
so when I got decent at that with the easy games, no, I didn't. So the easy ones, there is a way of working it out without, I think once you get past easy to medium, there's a jump of faith you have to make about this number could be this or that.
You know, the Sudoku thing it reinforces a theory of mine I have about just life in general.
Yeah.
And that is just do whatever Japanese people do.